bombed Caen on a Friday night. The sky was full of planes, bombs, ACAC fire. It was absolutely black. And we was in Suicide Wood on the outskirts of Caen. And we thought the bombs was going to drop where we was. We'd been shelled by the Germans heavy. And we went in on Saturday morning to put an attack in. And we lost approximately 250 men that day. And on Sunday morning, we went out with jeeps and trailers to pick up the dead and take them to the cemetery. And that sticks in your mind.
The horrors of war still live strong in the memory of Private Percy George, even now, over 65 years after the end of the Second World War.
You've got a job to do, and we did the job best we could. You dug in, you fired your gun when the Germans come, and you said to kill the Germans, and that's what we had to do.
Percy was 21 when he was conscripted to fight for his country and fought in several battles throughout Europe. But how easy was it for Percy to adapt to life away from the front lines once the war was over?
I was fortunate I come back. I got wounded twice during the battles. And I had a good home, good wife and everything, and I settled down. But you've still got the memories. I've been in here with my partner. She's passed away. We was together 7 years, and one night she woke me up. She said, "What's the matter with you?" So I said, "Nothing, why?" She said, "You nearly kicked me out of bed, and I was chasing the Germans."
Although still haunted by the things he saw during the war, he's still been able to live a relatively normal life. Others are not so lucky. Post-traumatic stress disorder can lead to nightmares, emotional numbness, and intense distress, and is common amongst war veterans. Research suggests that 27% of all veterans are likely to develop some form of mental health issue, with around 5% likely to suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. But is enough being done by the armed forces to protect our troops from mental health problems? Percy explains what it was like for him when he was discharged from the army.
Well, we got no aftercare. We got absolutely nothing. When you come out of the army, or got demobbed as we called it, that was it. Well, I think it should have been done more for Second World War veterans.
And it's not just Second World War veterans who are at risk of post-traumatic stress disorder. A study conducted last year suggests that servicemen and women who fought on the ground in Iraq are twice as likely to develop post-traumatic stress disorder than the rest of the population. Ian Porter served in the Falklands War and in Northern Ireland. I asked him what sort of aftercare was provided once he finished his time in the army.
There wasn't any, to be honest. You know, you came home, they told us we had 2 weeks leave as soon as you arrived home. Off you went, you had your 2 weeks leave, you came back to camp, and it was pretty much business as usual. There was no counselling. I don't doubt it was available if you'd asked, but it certainly wasn't something which was high on the agenda.
The British Legion provide help to ex-servicemen and women. I asked Lincolnshire County Manager Richard Foster what the Legion do for people with mental health issues.
We are primarily an organisation which coordinates help. Our main strength is dealing with practical difficulties and providing practical help. Where we can't help, and we're not experts, we aren't psychologists, we're not medics of any kind, we have no legal expertise. But we know people who can help.
So there are organisations which provide specialist treatment for veterans who are struggling with mental health issues. But could more be done by the armed forces to ensure that issues are picked up before they become problems?
When someone comes to the end of their time and they go off into society, it's as if they just go off and are left to their own devices. Now, that's not a bad thing. We're all independent human beings and we don't want to be mothered. But the receiving town's GP does not necessarily get any information from the medical authorities in the services, and therefore a much tighter system of making sure that particularly where there is a history of physical